Can't hear you, Peach.
It's time to listen up, Raider Nation.
Can't hear you, Peach.
Clear out those ears and get ready for the Q-tip. Your boy Q's daily take on what you need to hear.
That very precision seems to drive Q-tip fans right over the edge.
Like it or not.
Now, this was going to be super positive today. And we already kind of touched on this young man a little bit, but I wanted to talk a little bit further just because a great listener actually pointed this out to me the other day. And this has to do with Jonathan Abram. And, you know, when we had the Mike Haynes interview, the really good Mike Haynes interview that we had here on the show, he told a story about Terry McDaniel and what Al Davis saw and the lesson that Al Davis talked to Mike Haynes about. He said, hey, what did you see on this play from this young man? And it was basically Terry McDaniel was going and busting his tail to go, you know, from 10 yards behind to get up in front of a guy so he could throw an extra block to help him get to the end zone. And so Mike Haynes said, I believe these are the type of players that the front office, Mike Mayock, John Gruden, that's the kind of players that they're looking for. Guys that will give that extra effort and do it naturally, not trying to be coached up to do it, but that's their natural instinct. And so the texter, actually, there was a tweet that I got, and it was Tammy, and she said that, do you think that Jonathan Abram is that kind of player? And I had to say, I absolutely do, 100%, because of everything that we said about him earlier in the show. When it came to Kwiatkowski going down, who took over the leadership role? Who started lining people up? Hondo mentioned it yesterday when we were on the show as well. You know, he started doing things that he necessarily didn't have to do, but he was doing it because it just came natural to him. There's a reason why John Gruden and him had all those friendly, you know, back and forth during Hard Knocks last year. And a lot of people questioned it. Oh, he's being disrespectful. And everyone kept saying, or I kept saying, man, him and Gruden are tight. There's a reason, because Gruden saw that dog in him, you know, and I questioned what he was going to do on the field. I wasn't sure, just because we only saw 30 minutes, but you saw from one game this young man's potential and what he could bring to the table and how he understands what his role on this team is and how he has to be a leader. Even at the back end and even as a young dude, he's ready to get out there and help this team win games. And those are the kind of players, going back to Mike Haynes, that Al Davis was looking for. Those guys that give extra effort, guys that do stuff when nobody's looking. It's easy to work and practice when you have a coach breathing down your neck saying, you got to do this, you got to do this, you got to do this. What work do you do when nobody's looking? That's the important stuff. And that's what Jonathan Abram did in the offseason, going back to Gangsta Raiders call. That's what he did in the offseason to get prepared to play this second year.